This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Today, the Census Bureau releases new data on poverty in the U.S. The numbers include the official poverty rate, and they drive decisions about safety net program funding. We'll also learn how different groups are faring in America across race, age, and gender lines. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has a preview.
The poverty rate will likely drop a bit, so says David Cooper of the Economic Policy Institute. On the other hand, economic inequality, last year, that got worse.
The biggest raises were going to the folks that were already earning the most, so that probably means that annual earnings for the highest paid workers went up the most as well, and 2015 is going to be more unequal than 2014.
So Cooper says the rich are getting richer, but so are many other people. Anna Chu is with the National Women's Law Center.
A lot more families are getting a better toehold on the economy and doing slightly better in, you know, recovering from the Great Recession.
She says we might even see that wage gap between men and women close a bit. But she's not too excited. It'll probably only shrink by a cent or two. So instead of women making on average 79 cents to a man's dollar, they might make 80.
Great. We see a one penny increase. And so what do we tell women? Congratulations, you get a penny more.
Chu says ladies should make sure not to spend the extra pennies in one place. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.